everyone. This is Sips and Tips, the podcast where we will mix up a cocktail and then try to deal with what's troubling you.
Each week, we will try to pick a drink based on the problem we are tackling.
And we do stress try. Sometimes we pick a drink just because it sounds good. My name is Kitch.
And I'm Andrea. And this week, we're going to make a Wake the Dead tequila shooter.
All right. So this recipe comes from thespruceeats.com.
Yep.
And it's a tequila-based shooter recipe, which I'm not overly thrilled about, quite frankly, because I don't like tequila. But
you'll like this one.
We're going to give it a try, I guess. So the ingredients that we have are, what do we got?
Okay, so we have an ounce of tequila, and we are using the Terramana tequila.
The Rock.
The Rock tequila.
The Rock tequila.
And then we found Patron XO Cafe, which is a tequila-based coffee liqueur. We're going to add that, so it's going to be extra tequila. And then a little bit of espresso.
Yeah, very done. Yeah. I like espresso or coffee or whatever we're going to use.
Okay. So this drink gets mixed in a shaker.
Shaker.
So that's nice.
And it's 1 ounce of each tequila, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. I guess. I guess it. That really picks up the ice when it's going in the shaker. I kind of like that. All right.
Okay, so start with our white tequila.
Terramana, which actually has Dwayne Johnson's signature in the back. He autographed it for me personally at Econo Liquor. I don't know how people drink tequila, in all honesty.
Tequila is my favorite.
Just watching it go in the glass makes me want to gag. I won't gag here, though, because it won't sound...
No, it's not.
Good.
Okay, this bottle is hard to hold.
That is a weird bottle, hey?
And then at least it's not the Costco tequila that I usually have.
And an ounce of Patron XO.
It's a little bit sweet, actually really good. It takes the place of Kahlua. You could use Kahlua instead of this as well. Okay, and then add the coffee.
Which you might want to do because the Patron XO is about $47 a bottle and Kahlua is probably $19.99. So depending on the size of the bottle. So we're going to, you added the coffee, we're going to shake this up.
Hope the shaker doesn't shake.
Sounds good.
Looks good. Looks like coffee.
Yeah, looks like tequila. Looks like a hangover in one shot. That's what it looks like.
You don't get hangovers from tequila.
I get hangovers from almost everything.
Oh, okay, now I got to figure out how to do this.
That's a very nice shaker. I like that. So this makes 3 ounces. Yeah. So it's an ounce and a half per shot.
The shot glasses aren't as big as I thought.
You know what? I can smell it from here, and it smells pretty good.
It smells good.
Yep.
It's very tequila-y.
I gotta say, for a tequila...
Do you want to do a full ounce and a half, or you want just
not
ounce?
Really. No? Can I just do an ounce, and then you can do the rest when whatever's left over?
I can have a second shot. Okay, that'll work.
All right, so, again, this was... we used Terramana, sorry, Blanco tequila. And Patron XO Cafe tequila-based liqueur. And some espresso. We're going to snap a quick photo of this one, and then we're going to...
It's not a good background, but anyway. Kate, which glass do you want?
I'll do this one, because it's not so fancy. And all right. Cheers.
Cheers. Whoa.
That is, wow.
That's good. That will keep you awake.
Yeah. Keep you awake. Keep you...
And happy.
Hungover and...
Just make sure you don't do that one at the end of the night.
No.
That's... On top of 6 other different alcohols.
That's...
Whoa, that's strong.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Well, that was the Wake the Dead tequila
shooter. Will you have
shooter.
That again?
You know what?
It'd be a good sipped on ice, actually.
Yeah, you know, I would almost like to
cream.
I was just gonna say I would like to put a little bit of Bailey's in there, maybe, or a rum chata or something.
We can
like
try that with the rest. We'll
use up the rest of this that's been mixed, and then we'll sit down and talk about this week's listener problem. All right, we'll see you in just a minute. Okay, we've had our Wake the Dead tequila coffee shot, which was kind of gross.
Oh, it was good.
No, it was gross.
Good. I highly recommend.
Although we took what was left and mixed it with some
Bailey's
Irish Cream, and it wasn't bad that way. So yeah. I would recommend taking that shot and adding about 4 ounces of Bailey's Irish Cream and drinking it like that. Anyway, we're here with our problem of the week, which is one that I think we'll both have some fairly strong opinions on. This was sent in by user Rob T. Rob spelled with two B's. Never understood that. It's like rubba, 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 rubba. It's like banfuffa, rubba. Rob T. says, I'm 39 years old, single, and live alone. A couple of months ago, new neighbors moved in on my street, a few houses down, and I became friendly with them. It's a couple around my age and their 14-year-old daughter. For whatever reason, their daughter has taken quite the liking to me. It started with her being giggly and making eyes at me when we meet on the street or at the mailbox. For example, typical teenage girl crush kind of things. Now, however, she's been turning it up a bit. It seems as though she can't talk to me without reaching out and touching my arm or my chest. The other day, she made a very thinly veiled double entendre, alluding to the fact that she wants to give me oral sex. The thing is, I find this girl very attractive. She's tall, tanned, and blonde, which is totally my type. She's also very well endowed. If you met her for the first time and thought she was 20, nobody would blame you. She also has a pierced belly button, which I have always thought was a major turn-on. Short of moving, does anybody have any idea what I could do here? I'm worried that if she makes any more provocative move than she already has, like kissing me, I'm not going to be able to control myself and I'm going to sleep with her and or take her up on her offer for oral sex. That would obviously create a whole new set of problems, and I don't feel as though I know her parents well enough to broach the subject with them. Honestly, I don't think it's the kind of thing you want to hear about your daughter anyway. Let's start with what you think.
Well, I do think that's the kind of thing that they would want to hear about their daughter, because they need to broach this subject with her and figure out why she's acting like that. Secondly, why are you even considering this? You should be speaking with her very sternly, saying this is not appropriate. Do not continue this at all.
Yeah, you're the adult, buddy. Sorry, yes. But you're 39, she's 14. And if you can't have a conversation with either the kid or her parents, then ignore her. Don't acknowledge her when you see her on the street. Don't engage her in conversation at the mailbox or anything else. You walk away. And yeah, if it were me and my daughter was acting like that, and I happened to have a 14-year-old daughter and she was acting that way, I would want to know about it.
Yeah.
I would want to know about it before anything happened to make sure nothing happened. You dummy.
Yeah.
So for a 39-year-old guy, the fact that you had to write this fucking email to this website to ask advice on this topic blows me away.
I think you're trying to make excuses for wanting to do this.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is sick.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if she's 14 and looks 20 or 30 or whatever. She's 14. So Rob, quit acting like a pedophile and talk to her mom or dad. Or
if this kid is old enough to act like this, she's old enough to hear no.
Mm-hmm.
So speak up, tell her that what she's doing is not appropriate and it makes you uncomfortable and she needs to back the fuck up. Plain and simple. So if she understands the use of double entendres, as you put it, she understands the word no as well. I'm sure she hears it from time to time. Am I wrong?
No, that is correct.
So, yeah. Don't be a dummy and just say no. You don't have to move. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is.
So.
It sounds like you're afraid of what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
That's why you want to move.
Yep. You sound like a pedophile who's looking for excuses to take advantage of a 14-year-old kid. So.
And that's where our shot comes in. Our drink is you're going to get shot.
That's right. Yep. Because
Dad is going to come for you.
As hard as it might be to have the conversation with her or her parents about the way she's acting, it's going to be even harder to pick your teeth up off the ground after Dad comes next door and knocks them out.
Yep.
So the, wake up the dead shot came in pretty handy here, or would come in pretty handy here, I guess. So, yeah, don't do it.
Nope.
Grow up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll put that one to bed and move on to the next one, which this one was sent in by user Fadden. And again, I don't know if this is, if Fadden is male or female or whatever, but his or her question is, would you allow your partner to take a 2-week break from you and the relationship with no communication between you? I feel slighted, sad, angry, and hurt that they told me they want a break because they have a lot going on in their lives. Well, I do too, and I should be included. I'm not running away because my life is chaotic and messy. I feel like they shouldn't either. Am I overreacting, and should I break up with them?
Yes, you should
break absolutely up with them. 100%.
Yep.
You should break up with them. So,
I'm not sure what a 2-week break is going to do or what the point of that would be, but it's not going to come to any good.
Nope. And I seem to recall a wise man once saying, fuck it, leave him.
Or her.
Or her, whichever one it happens to be. If they want a 2-week break with no communication, chances are they want that break for a specific reason, and it's probably not to work on the relationship with you, but to work on a relationship with somebody else.
Yes.
So it's not something I would allow. And if they leave for 2 weeks, take those 2 weeks, pack your shit and get out and see what they come back to. That's just how I feel.
No, that's true. If you are in a relationship, then you actually support each other through chaos and busyness and that kind of thing. You don't be like, fuck it, I'm just going to take a break for a couple of weeks because I'm stressed.
Yeah. Doesn't work like that, people.
No.
So maybe you should get together with user Rob T and discuss your problems because, your partner and him both seem to have some issues.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow,
that's pretty easy.
That was a pretty easy one. Yep. Yeah. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to either one of these?
No, I think we've said it all.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be back next week with a couple more user problems or issues or questions or concerns or however you want to describe these. Don't forget to send us your questions at tellyou4free@gmail.com, and the 4 is numerical, tellyou4free@gmail.com. You can also look us up on our website at 3x2podcast.ca. That is 3x2, like you're multiplying 3x2podcast.ca. There will be some drink recipes there. There will be some of our tips and advice and things like that there. And never know, maybe we'll show up on Facebook or Instagram or something along those lines as well.
Or TikTok.
Or TikTok. Maybe TikTok. No dances, though. Yes. I'm not doing any TikTok dances.
Yeah. He will. Don't worry.
Nope. Not doing it. Not doing it. Okay. That's enough for this one. We're going to say goodbye for now. And hopefully you're enjoying the podcast. And don't forget to send us your questions. Have a good night. This has been a 3x2 podcast production.